Hello, my name is Nelson Escobar from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Correct, I am.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican, 100%. Trump 2024.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Even if I die, I'm still going to come back and vote Republican. So that's 100% yes, I'm voting.
Okay, thank you. And would you please tell me your age, 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, 65 and over?
45.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself? African American black, white Anglo, Hispanic Latino, or Asian American?
Black Hispanic.
Right. So that would be African American black or Hispanic Latino?
I can't be both. I'm actually both.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In the right direction.
Thank you. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
No question about it. Republican.
Okay. And would you say you will definitely vote for the Republican candidate or lean toward the Republican candidate?
I would definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you might have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Kamala Harris.
Oh, super, very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Darren Soto.
Unfavorable.
That's a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Oh, very, very unfavorable.
Thank you.
It kind of seems like you want me to tell you I'm Democratic.
Sorry?
It kind of seems like you're pushing the Democrat agenda towards me. But go ahead. Keep on with the questions.
Okay. Well, and the next one, MAGA Republicans.
Very, very favorable. Make America great again.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Thomas Kelly Fox.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable. He's going to be president one day.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Oh, that's my uncle. Number one. Yes, very favorable.
Thank you. And the last one, Project 2025.
That's crap that the media has been saying, but I'm favorable.
That's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
No, I'm favorable. Very favorable.
Oh, just to confirm, very unfavorable
No. Very favorable.
Okay.
Yes, pro, number one, yeah. Even though it has nothing to do with Trump, but that's the media pushing that it's Trump, but whatever. All right, go ahead, next.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
100% absolutely Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and
Rick
Debbie
Scott.
McCurtle Powell.
Rick Democrat. Scott. Rick Scott.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kelly Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you vote for?
Kelly Fox.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled as Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I'm going to skip that question.
Okay. Well, and which one do you lean more toward at this time?
Oh, an abortion? I'm going to skip that. I'm going to have to skip that one.
Right, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. First one, Colonel Thomas Kelly Fox is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Kelly Fox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Kelly Fox will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Second one, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kelly Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Colonel Thomas Kelly Fox.
Thank you. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Here's the list. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, promoting traditional values, protecting abortion rights, securing our border, improving I-4 and congestion in Central Florida, ending the gun violence epidemic, making healthcare affordable for working families, bringing down rent prices, lowering grocery prices, creating jobs and increasing work in Central Florida, making owning a home more affordable, tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering inflation and prices.
Protect our border. They need to build the wall. Finish the wall.
Okay, thank you. Just to confirm.
Are you really putting my answers, or are you putting the answers that you want me to say?
I'm putting your answers. Could you please confirm with me what you said one more time?
I said build the wall and protect the border.
Oh, so securing our border, right? That was the option.
Yes. Okay.
All right, thank you. Now, and which is the next most important issue? Here's the list. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, promoting traditional values in schools, protecting abortion rights, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, ending the gun violence epidemic, making healthcare affordable for working families, bringing down rent prices, lowering grocery prices, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, making owning a home more affordable, tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering inflation and gas prices.
Lowering inflation and gas prices.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Kelly Fox will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
What are my options again?
What
can I choose? I forgot.
Yeah, very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
No, okay, hold on. Not convincing, somewhat. Very convincing.
Thank you. The next one, Thomas Kelly Fox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
No effect. That's fake news.
Thank you. Next one. Thomas Kelly Fox will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Kelly Fox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
No effect.
Next one. Darren Soto putting down price prescription drugs and cut out of pocket costs for and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. very convincing, somewhat. One effect.
No effect.
This one, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws baked by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
You could hire as many as you want. Letting them do their job is something different. Not convincing.
Okay. Well, it's a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. All right, thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kelly Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Califax.
Thank you. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one.
No disrespect, my brother. How many more questions?
We have completed 78% out of 100, so we're about to finish. I can go as fast as I can.
All right. Okay, right. Go ahead.
Now, the first one says, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Say that again, how I feel about it?
Yes, yeah. It says, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts, some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision?
No effect at all.
Okay. The next one is, Kelly Fox called for a quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Next one. As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Kelly Fox voted to himself a 30.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Thank you. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, though not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Next one. Thomas Kelly Fox personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Some doubt.
Thank you. And last one, mega landlord Thomas Kelly Fox went to court to evict over 5 small businesses, including a church in Kimisimi, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Thank you. Now that you heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kelly Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Kelly Fox.
Thank you. And what is your primary source for national and political news? El Nuevo Día, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, Talk Radio, Cable News Networks, your local newspaper, Orlando Sentinel, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, other, none.
Other.
Okay. Could you please, could you specify?
BBC, Newsweek.
Okay, thank you. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Trump.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in school? 0 to 11th grade, high school degree, 12 plus, some college, vocational degree, college degree, postgraduate degree, master's, PhD, law, MD.
Bachelor's degree in criminal justice. When they returned to Britain, Norman ended up in the hospital. His wound slowly healed. The family hoped to return to normal life.
Okay. But their trials were just... So you said bachelor's degree, right?
Yes.
Unable to forget how he became the And do any children under the age of 18 live in your home? Yes? No?
I'm not going to answer that.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
That's a somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.